just that simple statement of look, we're doing. I think it was the king who asked him if he still had anger. And he just said, yes, but I don't take it.
Yes, well, Ajahn was actually both Lumpo Doon as well as Lumpo Cha. It's similar sort of replies. Yeah, you still have anger. Yeah. I said, wow, I thought you were supposed to be an arahant. And he said, but I don't use it. Don't pick it up. Well, I mean, the thing is if you don't pick it up, do you have it or not? You know, in the sense that, you know, if it's, because that's you look at some of the suttas are written in a particular way. You look at some of the exchanges that the Buddha had. And, he definitely displayed, a dislike for a particular activity and a preference for not doing that. So do you call that anger, or do you say, well, no, it's just, this is part of the spectrum of human reaction or moods that come into the mind. And then how's it held? How's it dealt with?
Symbolic way, like with all the times that after the Buddha's enlightenment, Mara would still come,
right.
You know, and tempt or challenge him with, you know, mood, mind space, that kind of stuff. But I know you, Mara.
Yeah. And so sometimes it's hard to parse that out in the language that we're familiar with. But I think it's we tend to. Our cultural kind of conditioning goes to an idealism and an idealizing of and I think that my own experience living close to, say, a teacher who was considered an arahant, ideals, or he would just either contradict whatever ideals you set for him, or just throw out any kind of ideals that other people projected on him. It would really, really frustrating.